Young money.
Love in a thousand different flavors. I wish that I could taste them all night. No, I ain't got no dinner plans, so you should bring all your friends. I swear that to all of y'all my type. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Drink, swalla, la, la. Drink, swalla, la, la. Swalla, la, la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Drink,
swalla, la, la. Drink, swalla, la, la.
Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Bad girls gon' swallow, la, la. Bust down on my wrist and it be. My pinky ring bigger than this. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. Dollar got too many girls. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. All she wears red bottom heels. Push it back it up, put it on the top. Push it drop it low, put it on the ground. DJ pop it, she gon' swallow that. Champagne pop it, she gon' swallow that. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Drink, swalla, la, la. Drink, swalla, la, la. Swalla, la, la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Drink,
swalla, la, la. Drink, swalla, la, la.
Nah swallow nothing, word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer, word to John Galliano. He cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no. I'm the Mr. Hino. I got your wife in these thoughts. You don't get wins for that. I'm having another good year. We don't get blimps for that. Yeah. Gang still cold. We don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. Okay, Katie, 2 years, now your time's up. Bless her heart, she throwing shots, but every line sucks. I'm in that cherry red foreign with the brown guts. My shoe flapping like dude de LeBron.
All the girls in here, if you're feeling thirsty, come on, take a seat, cause you know what I'm saying.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Hello and welcome back to Rambler in Chief, but today's episode's, or no, so we're going to change our name every time, right? That's what we said?
Yeah, I think that was our plan.
We did not like it. Oh wait, hold on, sorry. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio,
91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And that's us. That is the station ID, 5 minutes after the top of the hour, as we are supposed to.
Yep, that was it.
So I thought, okay, here's what we should call our name for this episode, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking we should call it the Thunderdome, so we can be like, welcome back to the Thunderdome. Like that?
I think that fits the mood of this week.
That definitely fits the mood of this week. How is your mood this week, Daniela?
Very much Thunderdome. Whatever that Thunderdome means.
You know what that means. As if you don't know what that means, Colin will tell you.
As ominous as that sounds, that's the start of the week so far.
Yeah, no, this week is one day in, and I'm already ready for that three-day weekend. Colin, let us know, what are you doing for President's Day weekend? That is, call into WMFO, and we will put you on air, maybe. We'll see what you're doing. Also, song suggestions. There's 12 of you listening, so I know 12 of you are doing 12 different things this weekend. I want to hear about it.
Yep. So.
So you just listened to, oh, sorry, yeah.
Well, I think you probably already know, but if you don't, that was Swalla. you know, really starting off the show on a good point. And, here's another really upbeat, good song that I hope you all, like, So, and then we'll be back to more of our antics later.
More of the antics in just a minute.
Yep. All right. And here we go.
Purple sky, 4:44 a.m. About to burn this jacket some Z's. Country fat band, Sam Pan, shawty dance, poppy, poppy, like she dropped it in Greece. She says, we know, lately it been so boring. Heard you do a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Cleaner than chlorine, lately it feel like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your fame like morphine. Internet just be morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, taste like break a overseas, spreading holy seeds. Hope for peace, can only hope for peace. I've been magazine cover posing up. No fatigue, can't help but notice it. From Magnolia to Mongolia. Hope the cops don't come approaching us. My man, she got wounds on him. Plus, he just got laid off, so he more vulnerable. Plus, we in this month, more lift than four corners. She tossed me them bikini bottoms, and I gave her more bonus. Pull up, get a room, do it like St. Louis do. Purple sky, 4:44 a.m. About to burn this jacket some Z's. Country fat band, Sam Pan, shawty dance, pop it, pop it, like she dropped it in Greece. She says, me no, lately it been so boring. Heard you do a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Cleaner than chlorine, lately it feel like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your face like morphine. Internet just make morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, face might break a bone. Exotic, exotic, Europe, so erotic. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, eat it up like Billy Joe. She run me, she rollin' like a Cadillac. Wanna cut, I got the Cadillac. In the future, she rush on run. In my city, right back on run. She push it like a battle rocket. Baby, I'm not gon' knock it, no. Last thing I do, Ashley, boo. I see the passion in you, action. If you ever been down to the loop, crowds got me feeling sport. Crown got me feeling raw. Chevron done off the ore. I went from employee to employee. Had to get the well up degree. I grew up with crazy like Orlando Brown. They wasn't expecting the key. Purple sky, 4:44 a.m. About to burn this jacket some Z's. Country fat band, Sam Pan, shawty dance, pop it, pop it, like she dropped it in Greece. She says, me no, lately it been so boring. Heard you do a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Cleaner than chlorine, lately it feel like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your face like morphine. Internet just make morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, face might break a bone. Exotic, exotic, Europe, so erotic. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, eat it up like Billy Joe.
Take my identity,
and I could interest you in witty rapport. And if you game, we could kick it like you're keeping the score. You're so exotic in all of the right ways. Eyes like green diamonds, skin of Milan beige. Hair's a black currant that matches your style great. With the jacket you bought from Urban and your pretty bird chain. She said I look mixed, I said I'm dark white. She said I seem fun, I said you damn right. Then she laughed and said Allegra's the name. And I've been waiting for a guy like you all day long. We don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone. So take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me. So take me home tonight. She's 24 from New York.
Clark says she misses the cold. And 5'9 Gemini, favorite color is gold. I finished school back in June, studied fashion at Fitham. And yeah, she had a boyfriend, but she's no longer with him. And I'm like, bartender, think we'll need another round. Girl, it's early now and later we can move about the town. I'm bad at science, but the chemistry's clear. That's a little joke, really though, I'm being sincere. So maybe we can take a little ride. Let your stresses be irrelevant tonight. She's like, I know you're troubled, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a guy like you all day, so hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone, so take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me, so take me home tonight. Girl, all I need is some relief. Oh, take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep. Tonight.
I know you're troubled, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a girl like you all day, so
hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone, so take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me, so take me home tonight.
Hello, right. And welcome back to the Thunderdome. I'm Ben.
And I'm Daniela.
And we're here to talk to you about stuff.
Yeah.
So, what songs did we just play, Daniela? Walk us through it.
Well, we had, obviously, like we said before, The Wonderful Swallow by Jason Derulo et al.
Jason Derulo!
Then we had a song by Smino and Sango, which is always a good one.
Great one.
Smino's really good. Look him up.
What other songs? What other songs? If someone's trying to explore, what would they look for?
Wild Irish Rose, Black Jupiter. Yeah, anything off that first album.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then we played a song called Take Me Home.
That one was by Bryce Vine. He is a great artist, has a lot of good songs. He has one that has, I think, the word candy in it or something. I don't remember. Sour Patch Kids. So sort of candy related.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty good. I might play it later. We'll see how I'm feeling.
same artist in one show?
I know.
In one show.
I know. One time I played only AJR, and a different time I played only Catfish on the Bottom. I'm sort of like...
Honestly, I'm okay with the Catfish on the Bottom.
They're so good. We might play them later. We might get some sound check or something in there. We'll see.
Nice.
But yeah, so we had a caller over break. His name is Garrett, and he wanted to let you guys know that University of Iowa does not have President's Day off, so he will not be doing anything spectacular this weekend, but his roommate Travis is playing with his band at a yacht club in Iowa City. I think it might be called Yacht Club Iowa City, unclear about that. It was sort of hard to hear him on the phone. But his band's called Citrus Sunday. Check them out. I have no idea what they play. Maybe if they're good and I listen to them, we'll play them here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's coming up if you're in the Iowa area.
But if you're not, I guess just search them up and see what you find.
See what you find.
Yeah.
We're going to send you off on some spelunking onto the etherwebs, so that's going on.
That's a word that's not used as much as it should be.
Not used as much as it should be, for sure.
Definitely.
Other things that are not used as much as they should be are space heater safety tips. And we're going to get to those in a minute.
Yeah.
But before that, one more song. So stay tuned. After this musical break, we'll be playing from our hearts and souls here at WMFO, safety tips about the heater. That will be our PSA. So get ready for that. Until then, we're going to leave you with a song by Bournes. And here it is.
Well, that's okay. Well, there we go. A song by Bournes then.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So this one's one of my personal favorites. I hope you guys like it. Here we are. As promised, here we have our space heater safety tips, and it's gonna be a good time. Here we are. So, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. Environmentally conscious, wouldn't you say?
Quite.
However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it is important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operation instructions. In particular, Keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people. Pets and people. At least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored while in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected to be nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Ooh, well, thank you very much for that, Ben. I think we all need to keep that in mind, because space heaters are the new danger to America. I'm just kidding.
They can warm your hearts and your skin.
Yeah.
And you don't want the second one.
Yeah. So, Ben.
Yeah.
Share with everyone on the airwaves.
Oh, everyone.
Everyone. Well, did you ever have an awkward phase?
I would say that I'm not out of my awkward phase.
You know what? Funny, because I was just about to say, if you were going to say no, I was going to like, well, who knows if you're still in one.
I'm definitely still in one. I would say that, I guess if I were to give an example, like the most recent example of my awkward phase continuing to this day, I would point to you towards last Friday at the career fair.
Oh, goodness.
I just had bad interactions the entire time. Here's one. Here's my favorite one. So I was at, I was at this booth, and I do human factors, if you didn't know that, and that's basically like, it can be like how people interact with technology. There's a lot of stuff about that in the aviation field, and some of those things would be like the glass cockpit, which is like replacing the analog instruments with computer screens and figuring out how to do that in a way that makes sense to the pilot and won't overload them, that sort of thing. And I walk by this booth, and I haven't looked up any of the companies, so I'm walking by this booth, and there is like, there's this like, all these pamphlets about like planes and stuff, and it's like under the radar, and I'm like, oh shoot, like that's mine, that's like exactly what I would do. So I go up to this person and I'm like, hi, I'm Ben, I'm a sophomore, and I introduce what I do as human factors, and I'm talking for like a good 2 minutes, and I ask, what do you do? And he goes, oh well, I actually am like, we're a nonprofit that helps track down drug, sex, and like human trafficking. I specialize in Latin America, and he like talks about this for a really long time. It sounds really important and really cool, but he like is desperately trying to connect it back with all the stupid stuff I just said. He's like, yeah, we use software. I'm like, okay, here's an actual verbatim quote. I said, oh, I made a big mistake. I totally misunderstood what it is that you do. This totally does not apply. Thank you for your time. And I just left. So I am still in my awkward phase.
That was actually more just...
That's awkward.
Yeah, but awkward on the phase of like, I don't know.
Like, well, oh, you should be a functioning adult at this point in your life, and you just simply are not. Yeah.
You know what? We all have those moments. And honestly, my awkward phases were a little more traditional, obviously, and in the way that they occurred.
Yeah, tell me.
In middle school.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, I was really into weird, random things. Like origami.
What? What could you make?
Like anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you do those cool things that you see on the internet with like, this person folded a piece of paper 9,000 times into a dragon?
No.
So you can't make anything.
Pretty much anything.
Okay.
I was also weirdly into like Pinterest when it first came out. Yeah, I was obsessed. Reading YA novels.
What'd you follow?
I had like 800 followers.
Do you still have it? You had followers? Mm-hmm. What'd you post?
Random stuff. Like, such random stuff. Anywhere from, like, hairstyles to, like, Doctor Who stuff.
I'm Doctor Who? Were you really into it?
I was for three years. And honestly, I'm not anymore because this is a quote from my friend.
Okay.
The reason why I'm not in I watch Doctor Who anymore is because I actually found good friends. That's and honestly, my friend told me that, and it makes so much sense.
That's such an attack, though. I mean, I don't really...
Wait, she had the same thing, though, so we both bonded over that.
Okay. Which doctor were you, like, into? I don't know that much about this, so...
Honestly, I don't want to bore everyone about that.
No, I want to hear. Say a name. Which doctor?
Anyway, so we're going to play the next song.
Okay, fine. Call in if you had an awkward face. We want to hear about it. We want to shame you on air, so...
Yeah, also... cargo shorts, color block t-shirts, and tennis shoes. That's what I wore.
So I still own some cargo shorts. So not like the cargo shorts, but they like have the
of
side pockets.
You do.
People are so rude about it.
I mean, understandable.
They're like, get new shorts. Why would I spend $20 on new shorts that have less functionality?
I have reasons why you might want to do that.
We can talk about them.
Anyways, so we have a new song coming. Well, not a new song, but we have another song coming up.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so hope you all like it.
I guess I've been bruised if we were to speak plain. Every bruise that comes to flesh makes its mark on the brain. You say it's always been and always will be. And anything you'd say has already been said. Side streets we walked past, all our buried skeletons in the backyard. So you think you've moved me to change? How could I be moved when I won't move away from this place? To work and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street I feel my head between my knees, an orange swimming through the cheese, an orange swimming through the cheese. Where could I go, what could I do, put in the state? My lips and eyes give me the way, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away, I see another of myself. It's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet. Just get you out of bed when you're so falling out before. From knocking at my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys want to love you sweetly, wander so discreetly. Never really meet me, but I'm sure that you'll catch your breath. You'll sleep into the day to wake up with sunlight across your room. Try to go back in time to just that moment in my life. I should have spoken, but I lied. As I sat there with my jaw open and I smiled, he pulled the sweater off and tried to explain how I've given up on love. I'm pulled away, I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair. Beside the bed, I read this past week's New Yorker and watching Pain Antarctica, watching Pain Antarctica. two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards.
Hello.
Hello, we are back. Unexpectedly so. How are we?
I don't know. I guess we're okay. I just got a weird random text, that's why. So, but other than that, we're pretty good.
We're pretty good. Okay. Yeah. So we were just talking about how everyone's getting sick. So everyone remember, the health services sent out a message. If you have a roommate who is sick, stand 6 feet away from them at all times. I don't know how you're supposed to do that in a lot of these like forced triples that the first years have, but I guess that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm quite fearful because everyone around me is falling ill and I don't know what to do.
I can't afford to get sick.
I cannot.
My immune system is not known for its robustness. So.
Yeah, me neither.
My teacher
canceled class today because of the flu. Like, it's contagion out there.
No, it is a dangerous place. That reminds me of two things. I'm gonna say one of them. We'll see if I get around to the second one.
Okay.
Last year, speaking of illness, I got tonsillitis twice last spring semester, right? And one of those made me miss my calculus midterm. So I emailed a professor. I had gone to like every office hour. She like knows me pretty well, and I was like, "So by the way, I am not gonna be in class for this midterm. What does this mean for how, like, my grading works?" She's like, "That's fine. It just means that your final is going to be worth 55% of your grade." And I was like, "Oh, that's fun. That's cute. That's really, really exciting. I can definitely handle that." And I was freaking out. And then I got tonsillitis right before my final, but I pulled through and I did okay, but it was really a scary time.
Do you have your tonsils still in?
Do people
get their tonsils out anymore?
Allegedly, you're not supposed to do it as an adult. Is what I have heard, but I don't know. It'd be great to not have tonsils. I feel like they're just like kind of like vestibular. I don't need them. Anyway, I'm gonna bring you the next song here, Danielle, if you wanna.
Yeah, of course.
If you wanna crank it up.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing the song I want to be playing, so it should be a good time. Here we are.
All right, let us know. Here we are. Ben's song.
Mystery song.
Where everybody came, we had the music, we played the games, and nobody's parents worried about mine. My mother never left one child behind. We lived by the park where all the kids played. That was my dog in a Superman cape. Hop in the wagon, head out to the lake. Hey, it's your birthday, mother made a cake. This was the house where everybody hang. Ask all my friends, they'll tell you the same. So was it the house, or was it the game? A phenomenon no one can explain. My folks got divorced when I was like three. I understand they weren't meant to be. But dad got remarried and mom did too, to the father of a kid who went to my school. Me and my brothers and my little sister. And seven cool kids. This was the house where everybody goes. So much to see in every window. The band's in the basement putting on a show. And the girls in the living room playing Nintendo.
brother's hair.
We had the house where everybody came. We had the music, we played the games, and nobody's parents worried about mine. My mother never left one child behind. Where everybody'd hang. Ask all my friends, they'll tell you the same. So was it the house, or was it the gang, or a phenomenon no one can explain?
legs on the fire escape. With the city at our backs, we took shots till I guess your middle name. Never dreamt that in the morning you'd be packed, you'd be running off to JFK. Well, I don't care if you love me, no, but God, I need you to stay. Oh, won't you take me back, take me. Take me back, I just wanna go back in time. Oh, won't you take me back?
Welcome back to the Thunderdome. I'm Ben.
And I am Daniela.
And you are listening to WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yep.
So today it is a Monday at 6:44. I hope your first day of the week went well, unless you're weird and you started on Sunday, because we don't agree with that here
or
at WMFO.
Or yours starts on Tuesday. I'm just trying to be inclusive of everyone's schedule.
Well, I'm trying to be exclusive of people who think the week starts on Sunday, because it doesn't. That's the weekend.
Well, maybe people have days off on Sunday and Monday, so they start the week on
Tuesday.
Have you
met anyone like that in your
entire... Working people. A lot of restaurants are closed on Mondays because people don't eat out on Mondays.
Is that true?
Yeah, and spas, too, are closed on Mondays and Sundays usually.
I feel like you're from one of those places where, like, the whole town shuts down at like...
I'm not.
At, like,
I'm
7
from
p.m.
Metro L.A. area.
Metro L.A. area. If you're looking for her, she's in Metro L.A. area when she's not at Tufts Freeform Radio. So
yep, I'm only
Daniela
in two
up.
Places ever.
Ever. There, she exists in one of two places, and it's really... They're opposites. I'll give you that. They're opposite locations. But you can find her in one of those two.
Yeah. Yeah. Possibly.
So, yes, that is the current debate.
So we just played one of Ben's favorite songs.
Brooklyn
actually,
Night.
We'll go through order.
Whoa.
We played Skeletons by Junior Jr. and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Heck yeah.
Then we played Bike Dream by Rostam, the guy who split off from Vampire Weekend.
Oh my God.
Saw him
yeah.
in concert a year ago. It was great.
How was it? Okay, it was good. He's doing
yeah,
well.
I was at the MFA.
The MFA?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Anyway. I didn't like it either. I regretted it.
And then we played a song by Air Traffic Controller called
The House.
Yep.
And I like it a lot. I don't know. No one seems to know about them, but I like them a lot.
Well,
they're kind of fun.
It's very much Ben's music,
yeah,
which is not a bad thing. It's actually pretty good.
It's distinctive. You know. You
it
know,
is
you
distinctive,
know.
I will say. Then we played Tony Stark by The Symposium.
Cool.
And then the song that just played right now was, in defect, Ben's favorite song called
Brooklyn Nights by AJ Smith. He has a couple other good songs. I would warn you before you go into it, listen to Brooklyn Nights one more time. Make sure you like it. Make sure you feel that nostalgia deep in your heart.
Even if you're not from Brooklyn or never spend a night there.
Never. Yeah. Even if neither of those two things happen to you,
you'll
just make sure. Feel the nostalgia. Think about a rooftop patio, a bar, trading secrets on the fire escape. You were laughing, making out. I know all the words. It's so like typical. It's just like
of course.
It's just like a fake like nostalgia. Yeah, exactly. It's like a fake nostalgia song, but it really brings me back. I don't know, to not even anything in specific, but to a better time, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to play some more music. I think we're going to have a mostly music show today.
Yeah, today's definitely been a categorical Monday.
It's been a yeah.
Like by definition a Monday.
This is it's a Monday. If you haven't if you're unaware of the dates of the week, you could wake up today and be like, this is clearly a Monday.
Yeah.
And not that that's a bad thing, it just is a thing. So actually we're going to play a song I have never heard before. It is by, as you guessed, Catfish on the Bottlemen. And they're a British band, and that's the extent of my knowledge about them. But and I like them a lot. I guess there's two things I know.
Yeah,
and we're gonna play a new song that I don't know if Danielle has heard before.
I haven't heard it.
If you're wondering what it is, before we announce it after, it's at the top of their most recommended Spotify right now. So
there you have it.
You can listen to them here or there.
Listen to them here.
Right here.
All right, here we go.
Here we are.
3, 2, and.
Go ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong, and I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey.
Yeah. world, cause everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil.
Unhappiness and denial. I just wanna dance in the pouring rain, not care if people call.